hasn't all over Europe and so on and so forth. So he brought it up himself. He had no business doing it. I told him not to get go over there and start explaining Vietnam, talk about other things. They brought it up, he could answer it, but he just did. I think maybe we ought to send him something from what you said today, so I guess the tickers will have it over there, but so you can say that we replied affirmatively, definitely, and positively, and they again said no, so he just...
I'll get my transcript right over to him.
I think that would be good. Now, I see you're going to be on today in the morning. I think that if they ask that question, or they ought to ask it on, did we harden ourselves? I think we ought to just say no, that we've taken the position that if they want us to stop, they had to be reciprocate, and say, now listen, how don't you think this would be unreasonable if we said to them that we demand that you stop everything in South Vietnam and we continue to bomb? Well then, don't you think it's unreasonable when they say to us, you stop everything, we'll continue? You've used that 3 or 4 times, and it always makes a hit with me, and I think everybody else listened to it. And then I'd answer Bobby and hit him hard, not Bobby himself. But I would just say that the president said, we'll do more than we've ever agreed to do before. We'll not only stop bombing, if you'll stop infiltrating, we'll stop augmentation. Right. We'll do something extra. He made extra. Now, if this doesn't suit you, you tell us what you want to do. And he left it wide open, and then came along. And nobody can defend Ho Chi Minh when he's acting that way.
Right.
Say something like that, because that's got everybody confused. They say, why did we get harder? And we don't really hit it head on, and I think we got to.
I'll do that in the morning. Thank you, Brian.